Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Mr. Collar is here. It's 209. Chad Hartman with you on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Matthew Collar will be co-hosting The Huddle this Sunday. Are you co-hosting with Dave Schwartz, or are you co-hosting with Pistol Pete Najarian?
Yeah, it's going to be the legend Najarian. And you know what? You know, I know he's a big stock market guy, so
yes.
I'm very interested to see what he thinks of the Vikings stock, because that was a question to Kwesi Adofo-Mensah the other day. Like, if the Vikings were a stock, where would they be? And I think the stock market is too complicated for most of us, but maybe Najarian can help us out.
Well, Pete also puts out these videos at like 4:30 in the morning. Motivation, get going. Maybe you should Sunday and honor Pete, like about 4:30. It's still dark out. You're not on a beach like Pete is. You're just walking through your neighborhood, kind of do a motivational speech.
It's funny that Pete and I are both up at that time, but for different reasons. Like, I don't sleep very well, so I'm usually
speaking to the choir.
I completely fall asleep, and he's like one of those guys, like nonstop energy.
He is. Now, are you coming in to the building for this?
Oh yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I'm old school. I like to go to studios, sit in front of a mic. Not all of us are soft and can stay in our house.
Whoa, hold on a second. Hey. Are you talking about Harrigan? I mean, I'm here in the Nerve Center today, Collar.
Oh, okay, all right. Didn't know. I'll take it back.
I'm right here. Harrigan, right here in front of you.
You made it in 3 days this week, didn't
yes!
you?
Yes!
Good for you. We're all very proud of you.
Yes, thank you.
So proud of Chad today.
Thank you. I come down here a lot to go to eat and do things. I'm not at work. It's the office. You do a lot of stuff into your palatial mansion too, Collar. You're not just going to some separate studios. You got that elaborate setup with that Purple Insider slush fund.
Yeah, this is the right. It's more of a like a castle, if you will, for Purple Insider. It's more of a hub, like you've seen in the Nike building, right? Like in
similar.
Oregon.
Yeah,
it's very, very similar to that.
Let's start with Purple, take a break, and then let's talk about the games this week. I haven't spotted as many mock drafts, I'm sure, as you have, but I went through three or four of them. I think all but one of the Vikings drafting cornerback. I feel like when did you move here? 12, 13, 14, somewhere in there, right?
16.
Is that a compliment, Dave, if I said to Matthew, it seems like he's been here 10 years, 11 years, but
you're almost saying he's one of us.
Yeah, he's almost one of us. Where it feels like every single year they need two more cornerbacks. Like, no matter what happens, no matter how many first-round draft choices, no matter how many free agent picks, guess what? Guess what they need again? Two more cornerbacks. And by the way, they do. I mean, it's just the truth, even with all the picks. If you told me among the top one or two priorities, Matthew, a top cornerback is right near the top of the list again.
Yeah, corners and guards are pretty much seems like bugaboo.
Right.
You know, there is a conversation to be had here about, like, talking about the needs, right? Like, if we look at teams that are successful, teams that are, you know, going to the Super Bowl, unless they have Patrick Mahomes, usually they have a quarterback on a rookie contract, right?
Yep, right?
And if you look at Philadelphia, they had a couple of years of mediocre play with Carson Wentz. They decided to take a big step back. They went 4-11-1 and got a high draft pick. They used it on a wide receiver. They turned things over to Jalen Hurts. They moved Carson Wentz. When they drafted Jalen Hurts, everyone said, what? They have Carson Wentz. He was really good a couple of years ago, but he was also becoming very expensive with his contract situation. In a way, to me, calling any need other than quarterback for the Vikings is sort of missing the forest, or looking at the forest through the trees, or missing it, or whatever they're doing there. But you know what I mean? Like, you're sort of missing the big picture. The big picture is 5 years, one playoff win with an expensive quarterback who's very good, but that's not the point. The game is not, is your quarterback pretty good? The game is winning as a complete football team. And you see Brock Purdy, rookie contract guy. You see Joe Burrow, who's amazing, but also on a rookie contract. Jared Goff on a rookie contract, took a team to the Super Bowl. Like, this team has so many needs. They have so little capital. Like, if there was ever a time to do this, to pick a quarterback to succeed Kirk Cousins, maybe after this year or maybe right away, but more likely after this year when his contract runs out, to me it makes a lot of sense right now, and particularly because this is a draft that's expected to have 5 to 6 first-round quarterbacks. It does not happen all the time, as you saw last year. I think the timing is very good for this, and I guarantee you draft analysts would be like, what? They need more defensive players. Just like they said when the Seahawks took Russell Wilson, or when Philadelphia took Jalen Hurts, or when the Chiefs, who had gone 12-4, traded up to take Patrick Mahomes. Everyone said, what? That's not the problem. It's not the quarterback. They need something else. But everything in the NFL is always the quarterback. So, yeah, they need a corner, I guess. But, like, that's sort of ignoring the real story here, right?
Okay, so let's stay with this. You know the Wilfs. When they went out to hire the GM and the head coach, it was like, we think we still can win. We think Zimmer was the problem. And you know that behind the scenes, even with the loss to the Giants, they feel vindicated at 13-4. If you then say this year, let's say Anthony Richardson somehow falls down where the Vikings could move up and they take him, and then you don't extend Cousins. So Cousins plays this year, they go 7-10, but they've let go a number of these veteran players. And then next year you're going to turn it over to your second-year quarterback. Well, most likely, outside of his Mahomes and Marino, you're going to struggle that year also. Ownership, are they willing right now to be patient where if the GM and head coach say, look, we got – every bit of juice we could out of that orange. But to truly get where we need to be, we need to more than just retool this team, more than just tinker. We got to say goodbye to Smith, Thielen, Cook, Kendricks, Hunter, Smith, maybe all of them potentially. See what we can do where the offense is still good, but then it's going to be at least another year after that. Covering this team, knowing the Wolves' feelings on this, do you think they're willing to make that astute step back?
Yeah, I don't know. That's really hard to say because for years we thought that they were sort of absentee owners, and then they sort of emerged from the shadows and took the reins and then decided. And look, I think they are vindicated on last year. I think that if you could get to 13 wins and you could prove that some of the stuff was Zimmer, which I think that they mostly did, and they made some good moves in the offseason to get to that point. They turned around their offensive philosophy to modernize it and throw 65% of the time. The culture was much better. Like, they won in a lot of areas there. And when you win 13 games, you've got a chance. Now, of course, the defense was so bad that they didn't ultimately have a chance and the whole point differential thing and everything else. But they had a really, really good season. And I think they could say that they did the right thing for last year. However, there is no argument this year that you can even get back to as talented as you just were. If Patrick Peterson goes elsewhere, Delvin Tomlinson, like, you're even losing the good players that you had on defense. And then you look at the fact that they have 2 draft picks in the top 100.
Yeah.
I mean, how could you expect those players to emerge? And last year, their 3 guys that they were really counting on for defensive players, they all got hurt. Caleb Evans had 3 concussions. Andrew Booth was out. Lewis Cine was out. There's no guarantee that those guys can do anything next year, or that mm-hmm. they'll even be 100% healthy, or that they'll emerge as quality players. But here's what I think that when you look at, Justin Jefferson, Christian Darrisaw, you would say, okay, you definitely cannot tank. You can't play Nick Mullins and win three games. Like, that would be a very bad outcome to waste the year of those guys' careers in doing that. But I don't think you have to look much farther than Philadelphia or even the Buffalo Bills. As teams that were in the middle and moved on from quarterbacks had a one-year step back. So the Bills, they had Tyrod Taylor. They were a 500 team. They draft Josh Allen. They step back for basically 1 year. And then with Josh Allen, 2 years later, they're in the playoffs. They lose to the Texans. And then after that, they're Super Bowl contenders since. Now, I know there are bad outcomes that happen. There are draft picks that fail. You could say, look at the Jets or whoever else. And that's absolutely true. There's nothing without risk. But this, you know what this is. And it's not getting better. Kirk is not getting younger. He's not getting cheaper. And your roster's not getting better. I mean, they tried everything they could over this 5 years. And he played as well as we ever could have expected him to play. But that contract is so restricting. And there is sort of the fact that we're not talking about a great athlete who can overcome issues at guard. I mean, we talked about that 4th-and-8 play. Mm-hmm. But, some quarterbacks run away.
Yep.
This quarterback can't. And you usually need that in the playoffs. So I think that, I don't know that they'll do it. I don't know they'll live in that reality, because if you look at Seattle and Atlanta, they actually had to see it fall apart before they could really do that and draft a quarterback and go a different direction. I'm sure that Seattle probably will this year. Like, a lot of teams, before they actually trade a Russell Wilson or Matt Ryan, they need to see it fail first, and that's probably what needs to happen here. But I think if they were really pragmatic, and if their analytical GM can make his case to them, maybe they can go in that direction.
Let's pause here, and as we transition to the two championship games, we're going to talk San Francisco and the amazing Brock Purdy story. But what could happen if Brock Purdy wins and the 49ers win on Sunday, or they lose, and any implications tied to the Vikings with Kirk Cousins himself? Mr. Purple Insider Matthew Collar is kind enough to join us. Purple Insider, even the offseason is a must if you're paying attention to this team. Very reasonably priced. Mailbag today. Stories, interviews, podcasts. Great stuff. Matthew Collar runs it. Check it out right now during the pause.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We continue with Matthew Collar from Purple Insider. So let's start with San Francisco going to Philly. For the second straight year, I love the way the 49ers play. Most of this playoffs, I kept saying San Francisco is going to go to the Super Bowl. Now I've kind of swung the other way. I just think it might be too tough for Purdy against that Philadelphia defense. So let's talk about this. He's an amazing story. He's the last pick in the draft. He actually had a great career at Iowa State. And now all he does is win. And he's had moments in the first two playoff games where he wasn't that good. But guess what? When he needed to make plays, he did. If he leads them to a Super Bowl, I'm not saying he's Montana and Rice, but he does become a legend out there. Okay? So let's say they win what do they do with Trey Lance, okay, who they gave away 19 number one draft choices for and has played about as much as I have in the NFL. Also, if they lose, okay, so let's say they lose and, I mean, let's not forget Garoppolo is still on the team but about to be a free agent. Purdy will have played, you know, these games and lose one game in Philly. Lance, you don't know who you can count on. And then you still have the Kirk Cousins obsession with Kyle Shanahan. What do you think is going to play out? How is this going to play out in San Francisco with their quarterbacks? And is there any realistic scenario where Cousins is the starting quarterback for the 49ers and either the Vikings would get Lance, they would get draft choices? How feasible is that?
Yeah, I don't think that Cousins thing would make any sense for them, in part because Jimmy Garoppolo is not super expensive this year, but a little, and Trey Lance is not super expensive either, but a little. And so if they move on from both of those guys, they create a ton of cap space to make an unbelievable team even better around Brock Purdy. And I think what he's shown is that to be a good San Francisco 49ers quarterback, and maybe Joe Montana haters from back in the day would argue this too, that you need just to be able to understand how to operate it with the details from Kyle Shanahan. And if he pushes the right buttons, you're going to have a lot of success. But what I've seen from Brock Purdy is even a little bit more than that. Like, and I think that Iowa State fans would say this as well, is that he actually can make plays. Like, he can move around and he can throw on the run. He is a little reckless at times, but I think that's actually what makes him a little better than Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, Garoppolo can operate all the crossing routes and the throws to open receivers, but Purdy can actually pull it down and make a play. And I think that they have to love what they've seen. I don't think that this is, like, completely random. I think they found the guy who's the perfect fit. And what amazes me about him is how quickly he gets rid of the ball. I mean, a lot of these rookies, and we saw it with Kellen Mond, they drop back, they look around, they have no idea what's going on. They don't operate the offense. They don't get people lined up right. That usually comes with a lot of experience. You know, Brock Purdy came off the bench in a game and was just doing it. It was like, okay, this guy's kind of special in that way. So I think they should just stick with him and then add to the rest of the roster, improve the offensive line a little bit more. I mean, they're going to have to sign, I think, somebody, you know, big to a contract. Maybe it's Bosa, but, like, use that cap space to continue to improve the team. And as far as Trey Lance goes, I know Vikings fans are getting very excited about this idea of trading for Trey Lance, right. But I don't understand why San Francisco would do that. I mean, if you look at, you know, recent precedent with kind of bust quarterbacks who got moved, their teams always make sure that they're not eventually going to get beaten by that guy in the playoffs. Sam Darnold goes from the Jets to Carolina. Also, Baker Mayfield goes to Carolina in a trade. Normally, they are not trading within the conference. And I think that, you know, the 49ers should have respect for the Vikings organization to say, like, we don't want to set you up with a guy that we absolutely loved in the draft and then just happen to get overtaken by this guy who is a total surprise.
Okay, let's go to the other game. I am a bit confused, and I know recuperative powers of certain individuals are just different. But as someone who's been paying attention to sports almost my entire life, you hear a high ankle sprain and players are out for weeks. You know, some people say, I'd rather have a small break of a bone than a high ankle sprain. And somehow Patrick Mahomes had a high ankle sprain, and it's like he's totally fine now. There's not a concern whatsoever. Fully practicing, doesn't appear to be limping. So that, I want you to react to that part. And then, I mean, Cincinnati, as you know, they've beat this amazing Chiefs organization, not once, not twice, but three times. And they have to be the more confident team going into Sunday. So just both those parts of the story. I mean, this shapes up as just a fantastic football game. So right now, watch the two clear-cut best quarterbacks in the game.
Yeah. I mean, it sort of reminds me of, like, Steve Young, Troy Aikman back in the day, or Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. I mean, like, what you are witnessing now, the kids who are 12 years old right now who are watching this, like, this is to them what it was for me to watch, like, Favre and Young or whatever go at it. It's just really special. And what Mahomes did last week, I think, was one of the greatest playoff performances I've ever seen for him to come back after getting that injury and lead them to a win. And, you know, I was looking up something with Mahomes, because the thing about him that's really crazy is we know about all the wild throws, but it reminds me of Steph Curry, where Steph Curry's also a great passer. He's a great penetrator. He could do so many things. Patrick Mahomes is one of the best pocket quarterbacks in the league. And when he throws the ball under 2.5 seconds, I was just looking this up, he has a quarterback rating of 112 when he gets rid of the ball quickly. So whether he's scrambling around or whether he's sitting in the pocket, he's one of the best. And you really saw that I'm sure we can expect some throws because he's not 100% that maybe are a little off. But even if Andy Reid dials up a game plan that just has him getting the ball out quickly, he's probably going to succeed. And that was really how Cincinnati beat Buffalo, is that Buffalo always wants to go down the field with Josh Allen's arm. And Cincinnati said, great, we're going to blitz you and we're going to force you to find those reads and get rid of the ball quickly. But that's something that Patrick Mahomes is just absolutely marvelous at. And that's why he's the best, is because he could do anything.
Yeah.
So I think this is an extremely even matchup of just two teams that have greatness kind of all over the field, but especially a quarterback. I think Kansas City will win, but I could see it going either way. I mean, this is kind of the ultimate coin flip.
Great stuff as always, sir. Enjoy the weekend. We're not going to talk next week since we get the off week, but then we'll talk the Friday before the Super Bowl.
All right, sounds good. I'll be ready.
All right, man. And Matthew Collar, Purple Insider. Again, check it out. Try it out. It's filled with good information. Okay, the decision by the kids on the North St. Paul basketball team. Do you agree? Did they make the right decision? Let's discuss after traffic and weather on CCO.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That is the voice of the head coach at North St. Paul, Cornelius Gilliland. He was on with Vanita today. This is in reaction to what came out late yesterday that North St. Paul scheduled to play Eden Prairie. This is where Dave Flom, who has been a very successful coach for a long time at Eden Prairie, a story we've discussed many times here and so have others. When David Flom, the head coach, was trying to provide instructions to his players about the power of social media and to be smart about what you say and don't say on social media, and we put up a tweet which included the N-word, he said it. He was wrong to do that, without a doubt. I think he deserved a sanction. As I told you, there are too many people from out in that area who I know who said, yes, most of this was tied to him saying the N-word, but don't kid yourself. Some of the folks most involved also were talking about playing time and over the years who's been featured, who has not. And that's a bit of the cesspool of high school sports. But that does not obscure the huge mistake he made. And as I said the other day, unless you find out there is a pattern of David Flom and racism, then to me, I would give him the opportunity to come back. I've heard from a lot of people who I know and respect in the so-called basketball community saying they firmly believe in Flom and they're disappointed what he did, but it was a mistake and he should be given this opportunity. So now you have North St. Paul in the second game that Eden Prairie is going to play since Flom came back. They were crushed the other day by Wayzata. And in a team meeting with North St. Paul players, coaches, the principal, the assistant principal, and the activities director, the players made it clear they did not want to go forward with the game. Now, what makes it intriguing, we didn't know initially that Cornelius was on with Vinny, so we reached out to him. But the fact that he was on with Vinita, you've heard the soundbite. You can podcast that too. Find Vinita's show and podcast the interview. What makes it even a little more intriguing, Dave, obviously, is that Cornelius, guess what? He served as an assistant to Flom at Eden Prairie for 5 years before becoming the Polar's coach. When I first saw the story last night and I just saw the headline, I'm like, I had no idea. He said, Gilliland said he spoke with Flom by phone during the suspension. Here's what Cornelius said. David was a great guy to me on a personal level and as an assistant coach. We have created and developed a great relationship. I have no ill will feelings towards him. It's an unfortunate situation. His full statement, the purpose and meeting was to hear from our student athletes about the recent events that have taken place at Eden Prairie High School and how they have been impacted. After an in-depth discussion, the players unanimously decided not to participate in our boys' basketball game Friday against Eden Prairie. We probably should not be surprised, right? If you've paid attention the last few years in this state, we've had a number of instances of racial slurs, racial incidents, on court, in the stands. Think about how big of a story the New Prague story was last year. So to act like this is the first time that it's come up in high school conversations, you just haven't paid attention. If the kids make this decision, I think you nod your head and say, okay. What are you going to do? Say, either you play the game or I'm cutting you? There are times on other situations, I guess, where I would consider that a possibility. This isn't one of them. Again, I believe Flom, from what I know and what I've found out about him, deserves another opportunity. If he gets near this, no. See ya. Goodbye. But I believe he should be allowed to coach. But I don't then fault kids, including black kids, saying they can bring him back. We're still bothered by it. We're still insulted by it. Or we want to make a statement. By the way, they're allowed to make a statement, and we're not going to play the game. What could become problematic for Eden Prairie, though, and I have no idea if this is going to happen. What if this is not an isolated incident? What if it happens again and again? You know, so many things happen, Dave, where if you get a week or two past it or you get a month past it, and yes, people are paying attention, but not as much. The story only gets bigger, obviously, with Flom because of this. So I don't fault the kids on North St. Paul at all. They're allowed to have a voice on something involving something of this import like racism. And this idea, well, they have to play. Who are these kids? No. No. Kids, including black kids, who face probably fairly significant racial animus, sadly. Maybe the N-word thrown at them. And for a bunch of white people to say, oh, suck it up, Buttercup. No. I honestly don't know where it goes from here. And Eden Prairie's got to pay close attention to this. And it's, in some ways, it's beyond their control. They sanctioned him. They sat him out. They clearly, and this isn't just me speculating, it's talking to people involved in this, just wanted the story to kind of slow down and go away. Well, it really wasn't going to go away because once he was reinstated, it was significant news for people in high school sports, and it was one of the front page stories in the Star Tribune. So I want you to tell me what you think about the decision the kids at North St. Paul made. Dave's going to give me his thoughts right when we come back. But I want you to call in or text. You believe that the kids made the right decision. You believe they should just play the damn game and move on. You believe they have that power, but it shouldn't have been used in this case. Where do you think we're headed with Eden Prairie? And let's not act like this is the only time recently we've had something involving race and high school sports in this state. Because, again, if you think this is the first time, you just haven't paid attention lately. Call me. Text me. It's a pretty significant story today involving students saying we're not going to participate in a prominent extracurricular activity with one of the most visible schools in this state because of something that an administrator said because he said the N-word. 651-461-9226. That's how you call and text. Cities 1, talk and text line. 651-461-9226.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
North St. Paul kids say we're not going to play because Dave Flom, in trying to teach a lesson about social media and what to do, what not to do, said the N-word. Again, I think he should have been punished. I think he should have been sanctioned. If they find out that there's no pattern of this, I think he should have been given an opportunity to come back. He has. This is his second game. They were crushed by YZ in the first game. But North St. Paul, because of what Flom said, the players said, we don't want to play. Dave Harrigan, you say what?
Sounds to me like the North St. Paul coach did about everything right. His statement certainly sounds like he had a very good relationship with David Flom.
Yeah.
When he was an assistant.
Right.
Spoke very highly of him. I'm sure he doesn't see him as a racist in any way. I think if you're the coach of North St. Paul and your team comes to you with this, or the captain says, hey, this is how we feel right now, I think you sit everybody down for a meeting, which it sounds like they did with the principal or other administrators, and you explain to them, look, this is the decision. You know, this is what happens if you make this decision. You can tell him or tell the team all about what you know about David Flom, how you personally feel about him, if you think he's a great guy, if you feel like, you know, this was an isolated incident of a lapse in judgment, but you don't believe this is in his heart. And if your team says, you know what, we appreciate that, coach, but we still want to take this step, you 100% say, okay, I'm with you guys all the way. I think you say your piece, you defend your friend, assuming it certainly sounds like that's what they are. And if that's how the team feels, this is certainly not the time to put the kids in their place.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. Among the texts, oh my God, Chad, throw fuel on the fire. We normally don't need fuel on the fire here. Very hot. It's very hot in this room. Often. It's very comfortable today.
We did some HVAC work overnight, I think.
Good. How about just blow up the building? Can we do that? All you do in the media is create drama, drama, drama. You refer to them as black kids. No, let's be precise. I said, if you're talking about some of the kids who might be black, talking about playing a coach who used the N-word, it's probably going to resonate with them more than the white kids.
Yeah.
I don't think that's an outlandish statement.
How dare you?
I really don't. I hope everybody is outraged by the use of the N-word. I do. If it's thrown at you, if you face it, if you hear it, I don't think it's outlandish to say it might resonate with you just a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
Then this person, by the way, who's telling me I'm creating drama, says this. I'm sure the players were put up by some adult who wants nothing more to create drama and turn this into some political statement. And, of course, this person has no idea if that's true.
No, they said they're sure, though, Chad.
They're sure.
They said they're sure.
They're sure. I'm creating drama by reporting a relevant story, but this person is openly speculated about something and has no idea. Wouldn't it make more sense to insist the coach make an apology to the players and fans of the court prior to playing the game? I don't know if when the two coaches talked, that was raised. I don't know if the kids were open to that. But is Flom going to have to do that each game now going forward?
And that might be a solution, honestly. If he's, talk to the opposing team, get to know him. But, if you're the North St. Paul kids, do you want to do that?
They said no.
Yeah, if you're feeling strong enough to not play the game, I'm sure you don't want to play the game after you have a chat with the coach.
More text here at 651-461-9226. I'm in the camp of play the game, move on. If either team wants to follow suit, then I guess In Prairie is going to have a winning record. Well, we don't know how it's going to be determined. They have not, as of an hour or two ago, I don't think the high school league had decided how they're going to look at this. Let's see. More of these texts coming in. I believe the players made the right decision. Hopefully other schools follow suit and not play Eden Prairie. Hey, Chad, I think the game should be forfeited. Which North St. Paul players should not be forced by threat of removal. There's so much hypocrisy going on with this team not playing tonight with all the music they listen to these days, and the N-word is used in every other lyric. We all need to stop using the word, but rappers seem to escape with no issues. By the way, how does this person know that all the players on the team are listening to the N-word? It's another heck of a leap. Again, do I think there is hypocrisy with the use of the N-word? Yeah, I do. I do. I heard it many times, and I am baffled by it. Again, I'm still not going to use it in any way, but there's a lot of assumptions about the kids and parents when you don't know how this came up. Look who's here. He was going to do the show from home. That's what he hinted at yesterday, but he said, no, I'm here. I'm in downtown Minneapolis. I'm bringing it.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Wow. Just doing my part for the city,
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Unrelated to this.
I actually took a vote and said I wasn't going to talk to you.
Okay.
I had.
I invited you and Alyssa out.
Yes.
Then I realized I wore the same shirt the last time that we went out. Do I then change for the dinner?
Interesting. I guess we'll find out tonight. What a tease.
Are you in?
I can't wait. Yes, we're a yes.
Oh, very good. Do you want to debate this for 3 hours?
Sure. Yes. Let's talk about high school kids and race from a couple of white guys.
What yes, exactly. Twins Fest will both be there tomorrow. Stop on by.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.